Introduction. I first noticed the path of life when a wedding gift was delivered to our house. A handwritten note contained this message: Tim and Lisa, may God bless your marriage. Love, the Ditchfields. Psalm 16, verse 11. I have long forgotten what the gift was, but I have never forgotten the card. When I looked up the verse and read it, the words resonated in me, and they have become a truth that guides me. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Psalm 16, verse 11. The first time I read this verse, I thought about the variety of ways God has guided my life. The questions lingered. Is there a path that God has for me? Can I find it? Will I take it? What does this verse mean to me? After our wedding in Denver, we moved to Massachusetts, and we quickly encountered questions about where we would live, where we would work, and which church we would attend. Each of these decisions shaped our path. With each one, the questions remained the same. Is this God's best path for us? Is this the next step? Whether the decisions were easy or difficult, the words of Psalm 16, verse 11 continually guided us. There are three powerful promises in this one verse. First, God will make the path known. His path for me is not hidden or a secret. If I look for it, I know I will find it, simply because He promises to make it known to me. My path is always there. This is not complicated if I focus and pay attention to God's leading in my life. Second, when I am in His presence, I will discover fullness of joy. The promise is short, simple, and powerful. I will be filled with joy when I am in God's presence. Being joy-filled means there is no room for other things, like worry, anger, fears, or frustrations. Fullness of joy comes with the confidence that God's love, plans, and presence fill my life. This does not say that I will find joy only if I look for it, behave myself, or earn it. Joy is there because God's presence is there. The third promise is pleasures forever in His presence. What stands out here is the amazing generosity of God. Two words used in this verse, fullness and forever, give a sense of being complete. When something is full, there is no room for lack. Forever means forever. Not just a minute or a day, but forever. These promises hinge simply on my willingness to follow God's path for my life. He will show me the way and fill my life with His joy and eternal pleasure. I may have been young when I read these words, but I wasn't stupid. Seeking all that God has for me continues to be the goal of my life. As I moved from one stage of life to the next, the theme of a path of life stood out to me as I read the Bible. The path of life is created by God just for you. As you already know, this path is not just straight and narrow. God has a path for each one of us, and along our paths we are certain to experience a wide variety of different terrains. It won't take long before we discover some difficulties. There will be times when our paths will be full of surprises. Surprises on the path might be filled with joys and challenges. Many stories throughout Scripture illustrate the different kinds of surprises God has for His people. Have you